I get very sentimental about the summers. My birthday is in the summer, and to me, that's my New Year's. Like, that's when I look back and I get reflective and like, oh, I wish things could have gone better, or maybe I'm very grateful for this, but it always seems to be this summer to me is like the hub of my year. So it's always important to me to have real summer-defining days, like the movie The Sandlot. That's important to me. If I can look back and say, that was a summer, then I'm somehow, for some reason, satisfied with myself, at least. Years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe it was longer than that, and I don't understand the rate at which I'm aging, I would regularly wrestle for a promotion named IWC in Pittsburgh. And the person who brought me in to feud with Dalton Castle, who I was already friendly with at that point. He thought it'd be a great thing. And he said, well, what we could also do is, you know, you guys can kind of ride together because you're geographically close. And it turns out when an indie promoter says that, they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. No indie promoter seems to own a map. So what we would do is I would drive from Toronto to Buffalo or a little past Buffalo. Dalton was in Albany at the time, and he would drive across and meet me. And even then, sometimes what would happen was he would have other people with him or other people would meet us there. We would all meet in that Buffalo-ish area, and then we would drive down to Pittsburgh and then do the same on the way back. Because it would take, on a good day, it was 5 hours, but usually like 8 or 9, because weird shit would usually happen on the way. This one particular occasion, I drove down to that Buffalo-ish area, but Matt Taven drove from Boston to Albany to get Dalton, got Dalton, and then drove to meet me in that area. And then also Colin Delaney, I believe, drove from Rochester. And so we all met there, and then we all decided to go down or whatever the deal was. I don't know the map either. Anyway, we wrestled in Pittsburgh. We had a hell of a time. We hit sheets at least 3 times in 2 days, which is just the best thing in the world. Heat of the summer. This was such a fun time that I can't even tell you what I did on the show or who was on the show besides us or whatever. And on the way back, fortunately, as all great summer stories begin, we all had a lot of time on our hands. We really genuinely had nothing to do on the Sunday on the way back home. So we had thought it would be a good, it was not me, because I was driving, and I just wanted to drive, and I wanted nothing to happen. They all thought it would be good to check out, on the way back, the beaches in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I know you're thinking to yourself, what ocean is in Erie, Pennsylvania? And the answer is Lake Erie, and is fucking, lakes don't have beaches. Lakes have wet, gray-ass, miserable, pigeon-shitting sand, okay? Yet, these gentlemen obviously needed the vitamin D. They were undeterred. I know how to get to this beach. Well, fine, you'll go there, and there's signs for the beach and the lake and whatever. Okay. So we're driving through Erie, and we stop at this beach. And we get out, and it's even below my expectations, but also, luckily, thank God, below their expectations. It's crowded. It's kind of cold to be lounging, because that sand, there's something about lake sand that's kind of like pavement. And if you're a little in the shade, it's like really, really cold. And it's just still water. Like, it's gross. It's really, really disgusting. It's like nature's hot tub. And it's like, ugh. So we got to that beach. We're standing in the sand. We're looking around. And we're going, this is no good. And then one of us said, I honestly do not remember who, hey, there's that amusement park here that we always pass. Waldemere Amusement Park. Let's go. What if we got time to kill? That'll be more fun. That's things moving, happening. It'll be a blast. And so, okay. So we pull out of this lake parking lot, and it's immediately there's a sign for Waldemere. I'm like, okay, fantastic. Cute little, I love a good small town. I love a good amusement park. So this is exciting for me already. And we get there, and it looks busy. The parking lot is vast and full. We don't know what we're going to do. We're like, oh, is this expensive? Is this one of those amusement parks that's like $100 for a ticket or whatever? So we're all sitting in the car, kind of, you know, talking strategy, going, how long are we going to be here? Is there a water park? Do we do the water park first? This woman comes up to us and she says, hey, my company is having an office party in there. And we have a bunch of extra tickets here. And this heavenly woman sent from God gave us free tickets to the Waldemere Water Park and Amusement Park. And we were like, this is just the best thing ever of all time. Now, first they decided to go to the water park. It was a good idea. It's early in the day. You get wet first and then you get on the rides to drive. And I'm not going to divulge any details, but let's just say I was the one driving and they had split off for a little bit and I was going to meet up with them. And I, what did they, were they in the car? Whatever. I, for about 10 minutes, was in the water park by myself. And I had an absolute freak out existential crisis. I was like, should I get on the lazy river by myself? Oh no, people are going to look at me. They're going to say, what is this adult doing by themselves? And they're going to be like, oh my God, I am an adult now. I am getting old, whatever. And just a total fucking panic attack about life and time. And then I finally met up with them. And I don't know, I think Matt was like, hey, my birthday's soon. I'm like, listen, none of you fucking talk about age or time or a life moving anything right now. Please, please do not do that. So we were doing these water park rides. Matt insisted on wearing his sunglasses. He was in the lazy river. And the guy was like, hey, you can't go in with your sunglasses. And he hopped on with his sunglasses. And the guy, he was, you know, like, oh, you can't catch me now. And the lifeguard just slowly walked over to him and stopped his raft and said, you got to give me them and then you can get them when you're done. And then we did one of those big water slides where you climb up all those stairs. And Matt was like, oh, okay. He's had his sunglasses and they're like, hey, you can't. And he's like, well, what if I throw them down and then go get them? It's like, no, sir, you cannot do that. So he had to leave the glasses at the top, go down the slide, and then walk all the way back up the stairs, get the glasses, and then walk all the way back down. That's how badly you need to wear these sunglasses. Anyway, that was going on. We did the water park. It was fun. It was a hoot. And we thought, well, now you have to dry off by going high speeds. Let's find some roller coasters. And we saw this little wooden roller coaster called the Ravine Flyer 2. Now, we've been so disappointed by lakes that we're not getting our hopes up for something named after a fucking ravine. And what happened to the first one is my ultimate question. Anyway, sure, Ravine Flyer 2, it's not even that busy. We basically walked right on the ride. We're all kind of sitting together. And it's a wooden roller coaster. And I've been on them before. And they usually beat the shit out of you. Like, they give you headaches. They really, really knock you around. They're rickety and shit. We get on this ride, and it's click, 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 click. And then all of a sudden, honest to God, the most beautiful roller coaster I've ever been on. It was smooth as silk. It was thrilling. It was exhilarating. It had scenery. It went over the lake. It went over the highway into the forest. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. Little did we know it was once ranked the number 2 wooden roller coaster in North America. We had no idea. We were absolutely, completely blown away. As we pulled in to the finish, we could not speak. We were so stunned that we found this gem in fucking Erie, of all places. We were just smiling with our mouths open, looking at each other, going, this is the best. This is the summer's day. We found the greatest roller coaster ever, completely by accident. Like, this is so beautiful. And we got off, and then, you know, you kind of walk out. There's like a line out to get out, and you get out, and you turn around, and you're like, well, what are we going to do next? It's like, well, fuck. I want to get back on the Ravine Flyer too. Like, we have to get on this again. That was amazing. So we immediately turn around. We immediately got back in line. Of course, the attendant there just saw us leave. So now we're back basically seconds later. And so she starts talking to us and she's like, where are you guys from? And it does sound incredibly weird where it's like, oh, Toronto, Boston, Albany, and Rochester. And we are in Erie, Pennsylvania. So she went, oh, are you guys from the Coaster Club? She thought that we were a group of pen pal roller coaster enthusiasts who decide to meet from all across the map just to find these fun little amusement parks to say we've ridden all the roller coasters. And we were so touched by that level of innocence that we took a picture to memorialize it all. Outside of the ride, there was this big, beautiful sign there, and we all raised our hands because that day and forevermore, we were the Coaster Club. This has been More Content with RJ City.